Ever feel like YouTube is kind of like, a one-way street? You watch, you maybe leave a comment, but that's about it.
Yeah, it can feel a little one-sided sometimes.
Well, buckle up, because YouTube's new communities feature, it wants to totally change that whole dynamic.
Definitely interesting. I mean, online video has always gotten people talking, right?
For sure. But those conversations, they kind of get buried, stuck at the bottom of the screen with those endless comment threads.
Yeah, you're right. Lost in the shuffle.
And this WebPro news article we're diving into today, it's called YouTube Unveils New Communities Feature, Transforming How Creators and Fans Connect and Engage. It really digs into all of this. This isn't just some, superficial update. It seems like a pretty fundamental shift in how they're thinking about interaction on the platform.
What's really got my attention is how YouTube seems to be actually listening to like years of feedback from creators and viewers.
Exactly. It's not just, hey, let's throw this out there and see what sticks.
Right. They're actually trying to address those pain points we've all been talking about.
Like, remember that old community tab?
Oh, yeah. Didn't quite hit the mark, did it?
This feels different, though, like it's older, wiser.
More thought out, definitely.
The article specifically talks about, like, the pressure creators feel to constantly be churning out new videos.
Oh, absolutely. It's like this constant content treadmill.
Communities, though, this could shake that up in a big way.
For sure. There's this quote in the article from Whitney Taylor. She's the head of design for community at YouTube. She talks about how creators, they felt stuck on that treadmill. Now imagine, instead of chasing the algorithm, you could cultivate this space where your fans, they're actually engaging with each other.
Instead of just, passively watching.
Exactly. That's a huge deal, right?
Huge. So let's unpack this whole cultivated space idea a little bit. The article gets into some of the specifics of how communities is different. And one thing that really jumped out at me was the whole concept of fan-initiated conversations.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not just about, waiting for the next video to drop. The fans are driving the bus now.
Oh, I see. So it's less about like following a single personality and more about connecting with other people who share your passion.
Exactly. It's not like, a total free-for-all though, right?
Yeah.
Creators are still like the moderators of their own communities.
Exactly. The article makes it clear creators have tools to manage things. At least initially, it sounds like they're making it. So access is limited to like subscribers only.
Okay, so there's some control there.
And they can control who can post and stuff too. Think of it less as like, a Wild West and more like a curated space.
I get you, I get you.
The creator sets the tone, makes sure things stay on topic, ensures a certain level of quality.
So it's like, that's a good analogy. Okay. It's like they're setting the stage, but then the fans, they get to put on the play. Maybe that's mixing metaphors a little, but.
No, I totally get what you're saying. And that actually reminds me, the article mentions some early examples of how communities is actually working, like in the real world.
Yeah.
One that I thought was really cool was this fitness community.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that.
So it started as, just people watching workout videos, but then it evolved into this whole support system.
Love that.
Women supporting each other's fitness journey, sharing their progress, their struggles, offering encouragement, that kind of thing. It went way beyond just passively watching someone else work out.
See, that's the stuff that gets me pumped about this.
Yeah.
The potential for actual, genuine human connection. The article talked about cooking communities too.
Oh, yeah.
People swapping recipe hacks,
Yeah.
celebrating their culinary triumphs, commiserating over their kitchen disasters.
Sounds fun.
It feels like, honestly, this could work for anything, any shared interest, really.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Niche hobbies, fandoms, creative fields. The possibilities are kind of endless. And it all comes back to that basic human need to connect with each other, to find your
What
people.
drive?
Exactly. And that's even more important online, I think, where it's so easy to feel isolated sometimes.
100%. Okay, but got to play devil's advocate for a sec. More user-generated content, more interaction. Doesn't that also mean, uh-oh, more potential for things to go sideways?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like anytime you open the door for more, open conversation, there's always that risk.
You said it. And the article actually, they do address this. They talk about some of the stuff YouTube is doing on the moderation front too, like get ahead of that. Okay, good. Because yeah, we've all seen how quickly things can go bad, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So like, what's the plan?
Well, one of the big things they mention is AI.
Of course.
But it's not just like flagging bad stuff, it's more about like finding the good stuff.
Interesting.
So think of it this way. An algorithm, but it's designed to, sift through all the noise and highlight those really good conversations, the ones that are actually, like, you know, adding something to the community.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But then again, any algorithm, it's only as good as the information it's using, right?
Totally. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how YouTube, like, how they handle that whole aspect of it, making sure the AI they're using for moderation is, you know, as unbiased and effective as possible. It's a tall order for sure.
No doubt. So, okay, big picture here. Imagine you go on YouTube. But instead of just, you know, clicking from video to video, you get to dive into these, like, thriving communities, and they're all about the stuff you're into.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
It's a really cool idea.
Like, connecting with people who actually get your, you know, your very specific, maybe even kind of weird passions.
Totally.
People who can offer support, advice, maybe even a little friendly competition.
Yeah.
That's the potential here.
It is. Although, reading this article, it also got me thinking, like, is this going to make us all just retreat further into our own little corners of YouTube?
Right.
You know, like, super engaged in these smaller communities, but maybe a little disconnected from the platform as a whole.
Ah, so it's like, yeah, the community's going to bring us closer together, or, like, fragment things even more.
Exactly. That's the big question. And honestly, I don't think there's an easy answer. Only time will tell, really.
Isn't that the truth? Well, one thing's for sure, things just got a whole lot more interesting over on YouTube. Thanks for geeking out with us on this deep dive. We want to hear from you. What do you think about communities? Is this the future of online fandom? Hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.